Hi, my name's Sierra. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from pride and anger. Are you hurt or are you injured? Because there is a difference. I played softball, and I would hear my dad say this to me often to encourage me. Being hurt, I could push through and continue to play. Being injured, I needed to sit out and not play. This is a picture of how I lived my life. After a while, I decided I did not want either of those options. I never wanted to be hurt or injured, so I built walls around my heart and kept people at a distance. When hurt, I would push through, bury my feelings, and continue on with my life, just like I did in softball. That seemed way easier than dealing with it. Growing up, I loved my family and the times we shared together at softball tournaments, morning birthday celebrations, family Christmas talent shows, and going to church 2 to 3 times a week. Honestly, my early childhood was pretty awesome. However, around the age of 11, my family was deeply hurt by the church. My parents thought, if this is what God's people are like, we are out. I was no longer attending the church's school, but was now attending public school. I could see the way that no longer attending church was impacting my parents' relationship. Arguments increased and the admiration of my family started to fade. My identity was found in academics, sports, popularity, and my boyfriend. From the outside looking in, I had the perfect life. The walls around my heart continued to thicken. Not a single soul knew how empty I truly felt. As my family struggled, I took on the role of being the rock, the steady one, the one that didn't cause too much chaos and pretending like I had everything together. In reality, I didn't. In college, things would get better, right? College was a time of freedom and I wanted to fit in. I quickly conformed to the party lifestyle. I thought my family and friends were the issue, so getting away would fix things. Little did I know I was a part of the problem and it would only continue to get worse. I did well in school. I kept up the party lifestyle and I ended up moving in with my high school boyfriend. All of this was exhausting and things slowly got worse as my anger and pride began to grow. By 23, I had been arrested for a public intoxication. My family life was chaotic and decisions made by both of my parents caused tremendous hurt and pain, which would eventually end in divorce. Then my 8-year relationship ended. I found myself lost and depressed, turning to alcohol and men to cope with the pain. And through this, I didn't tell anyone how I was feeling because I feared my perfect image was being ruined. I buried my emotions and I hated God for how my life turned out. I just wanted answers. God provided a coworker who constantly invited me to Watermark's Young Adult Ministry, The Porch, even when I was super mean to her, like really mean. She's right there. God began to break down the walls around my heart. However, letting go of worldly things was harder than I imagined. I would weekly attend The Porch, yet turn to alcohol and guys on the weekend. God, in his kindness, allowed me to live out Psalm 81, 11 through 12. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. After a night of drinking and a one-night stand, I was full of shame and guilt. How could God forgive this? I have hit rock bottom. I told my coworker Liz that next morning. She shared about forgiveness and grace, and I wanted what she had, joy. That day, my life changed. April 18th, 2015, I fully understood God's grace and that eternal life was a free gift from God. I found the answer I had been looking for, Jesus. My life changed by realizing that Jesus died on the cross for my sin, past, present, and future. He paid for me on the cross and has never regretted it. Through knowing Christ, I am healed from my brokenness. He has removed my shame and my guilt. I now experience true love, joy, and freedom. I am a new creation in his eyes and not defined by my sin. My true identity is in the Lord. It may sound like my story is over and we can all clap. Well, you're wrong. I'm not done. I've heard it like this before. Justification is being freed from slavery and bondage. Sanctification is removing slavery from the heart. And your girl needed and still needs sanctification. Insert regeneration. Then insert typical response. I don't know if regen is for me. I don't think I need that. Sometimes God likes to tell me to do stuff that I don't want to do. Again, insert regen. Every Monday, I would show up and do my work because remember, I have an image to keep up, people. I got it all together, remember? While all the steps taught me something, there are three steps that God really used to change my heart. In step three, trust, it asked two questions that stopped me dead in my tracks. Do you trust God with your eternity? Yeah, yeah, check. Do you trust God with your everyday? I stared at the paper and thought, yeah, that's a hard no. That step changed everything. I realized that it had nothing to do with region or the curriculum. It had everything to do with my daily dependence on the Lord and laying my pain, hurt, sin, and struggles down at the cross. I would ask myself often, what would it look like to live in absolute surrender? I would challenge you tonight to answer that same question. What would it look like to live in absolute surrender to God? Now, step four. Inventory was also a pivotal step for me. Now, I know some of you in the room just took a deep breath and rolled your eyes. I'm not going to lie to you. Inventory is hard. No one likes to look at all of their sin. But gosh, God worked in mighty ways through it. It revealed to me the patterns in my life and the underlying reasons for why I did the things that I did. It showed me that the enemy is not creative. He is just persistent. He uses the same hurts, same temptations, and same sin over and over again. It was also a beautiful feeling to see all of my sin on paper and know that I am still loved, I am chosen, I am enough, and nothing and no one can ever change that. Our Father's love is constant, and God's people view you the same way, through the same love. Step nine, amends. The girl that struggles with pride had no desire to own her own part. Amends challenged me in ways that I did not know I needed. I was able to make amends with my mom, my dad, and my sister. I made amends with new and old friends and even my ex-boyfriend. It taught me that when I'm wrong, I can go seek forgiveness and make amends. It taught me that while relationships may look different now with many of those people, I could still be faithful to what God has called me to do, live peacefully with all. It was the beginning of healing and new relationships. God used regeneration as a tool in my life to be able to recognize my sin quicker and turn from it to follow after him. I can honestly say my life is radically different. I get to live life with an awesome group of women. Let me tell you, community can be difficult, but it is worth it. Roommates, again, can be difficult, but I wouldn't change them for anything. I get to co-lead a closed group weekly here at Regen. Ironically, we are on step three, and every week I am so encouraged by their vulnerability. God gave me such a great gift by giving me deep friendships. They are literally the best people that I know. I so deeply love my family, and we have learned how to handle conflict in a healthy way, most of the time. My sister and mom now both proclaim Jesus as their Lord and Savior. While it has been a long road with them, I wouldn't trade the ups and downs because it brought me to this place, a place of absolute surrender. Also, God is working in crazy ways with my parents. While they're not together, it's been humbling to see the way the Lord has begun to heal the pain and the brokenness in our family. Remember, pain and hurt doesn't go away quickly, but it is a daily choice to pursue my parents and love them the way that Christ does, unconditionally. If it is your first time, I want you to know that God loves you and there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We serve a God of second chances and he uses people who have messed up to change the hearts of others who need hope. He transforms people who have made terrible decisions and uses it all for his glory. If you are like me in the lowest pit and you're convinced you can't get out, turn to the Lord. God's word says that he is faithful when we are faithless. And my story is evidence that that is true. The crazy thing is, my story is not incredible or unique. It's just another example of a sinner who has fallen short of the glory of God, but is rescued and redeemed by Christ's incredible love. He has taken all of my terrible decisions and turned them into opportunities for me to talk about his power and redemption. I spent so long searching for the freedom in other people, and I finally found it in a relationship with Jesus Christ. My name is Sierra. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from pride and anger. I want you to know this. My life is not perfect, and I am certainly not perfect, but I do serve a God who is perfect. Thank you.